9:15. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller. Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. If you come to the podium and please sign in and state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, I'm Rob Felter, 205 Vine, Edgewood Foundation. I have an assistant behind me, apparently. I came in just to mostly talk about Oktoberfest and the other events we've got coming up. Oktoberfest is October 4th this year. We're looking for volunteers and we're looking for attendees. So anybody who wants to help out with that, certainly contact me. Most of you have my information. If you don't, I'm easy to find as well. But as I said, we're looking for volunteers. We're looking for people to buy advance tickets. We are not having particularly heavy advance purchases this year yet, so we'd like to sort of kick that up as much as we can. I know it's in October, which is weird for an Oktoberfest, but we're trying to make that work. So 3 to 6, October 4th. And following that, we have October 17th and October 25th, which is going to be Fall Festival. Hopefully the 17th, if not rain dates, the 25th. And then the long term out there is going to be the wine and chocolate affair. And I'm sure somebody will be here to talk about that in much greater detail. We did just have Community Day. I think that went well from everybody's perspective. Certainly really pleased with the borough side of it, that's for sure. I think it went well for us as well. Any questions for me for foundation stuff?
I know that my neighborhood's looking forward to Oktoberfest, so to pre-purchase tickets, they would do so on the foundation website? Or?
Correct. You can mail them. I believe when we did the article, I have to look, I think my email is in that article. I have had them dropped off at my house. I like that. People leave a check in my mailbox. And they don't really say what it's for, so I get to play a little Columbo there. I figure if it's a multiple of 25, it's an Oktoberfest ticket. So that part's good. But typically the website's the best way to go, because we see it.
And volunteer-wise, what do you need volunteer help for specifically?
Set up, tear down, serving beer, looking at this. I guess there's some snack replenishment. Usually the firemen are willing to cook out for us, so we anticipate them doing that again this year. Not a ton of help, but it'd be great to have a few extra people, certainly. It's not too labor-intensive. But mostly serving beer. For me?
You can put me down.
Oh, okay, thanks. Senator Wainwright usually is in for
that.
That
Oktoberfest.
You mean did we
for the first
band?
Time?
Yes. I don't believe that we did.
I was going to bring it up.
Okay, well, we'll lift the ban for beer. We'll have a motion for that, Dr. Petrola.
I was on my list as well, just to
I thought we did when we did Community Day, but just to be safe, if we, I think we had date to be determined, if I remember correctly, so we can determine the date.
It's going to be 10, October 4th from 3 to 6
p.m. From 3 to 6, okay.
Yeah, it's the earliest date we could find where we could get a Sunday afternoon with an unoccupied field and no Steelers game. So it just was an odd schedule this year.
Well, and I want to thank you for doing this. This was your baby.
Yeah.
I remember. What year is this? Our fourth year?
I think this might be the fifth year.
Fifth year?
Yeah.
Totally
blanked on that, but I think you're right. I think it's the fifth year.
So, but I remember this being, an idea that you had, and it's been growing ever since. So
we're trying.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. And what we're really trying to do with the advance tickets is sort of expand our offerings. We're trying to get to the point where we've traditionally had about three different kinds of beer. We've had snack foods. We'd like to expand the food and the beverage options, certainly. And if we can get to sort of a critical mass of advance ticket sales, it allows us to say, okay, these people are at least signed up. We can go ahead and do this without extending a whole lot of extra money out there for an event that doesn't happen.
Can we send out a...
Twitter tweet email thing?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that for the borough.
Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
No questions?
We want to thank the foundation for working with us for Community Day. Yes, Robert, do you have a question?
Mm-hmm.
What's your question, buddy?
Can I have beer?
You can have root beer.
I am so glad that's in the record.
Or you can have ginger beer.
Page 7. That's fantastic. We'll talk about it later.
So root beer. You can have root beer.
Yeah, I think that'll work. I'll make sure we have some somewhere. Okay.
Can I just ask the date and the time?
October 4th. For Oktoberfest?
Mm-hmm.
For Oktoberfest, it's October 4th from 3 to 6 p.m.
Okay. Starting at 3.
Correct.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, Robert. Thanks for being here. Come back again. Anyone else have anything that they want to discuss? Okay. All right, there being nothing else from the floor, everyone received the minutes for August 17th, 2015. Are there any corrections to the minutes before the motion is passed? So that, yes, Mr. Wainwright.
Page 2, items from the floor, I think it's Brinton Road.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Beyond that, I didn't see anything else.
Anyone else? You have a motion for us, sir, Mr. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of August 17th, 2015.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Shaker.
Aye, and the motion passes. Any corrections or revisions from the draft minutes in your packet for September 8th?
Wasn't there.
All right, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to approve the minutes of September 8th, 2015.
Sorry. Questions or comments? Ms. Bastini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payments of bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $47,805.83, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $11,019.75, for a total of $58,825.58.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I will save my comments for General Government Report.
Have any questions, Bernie, before the General Government Report? All right, Ms. Bastini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee reports, General Government, Mr. Wainwright. You didn't have to wait too long.
Bills for this meeting included our third quarterly library payment. Other than that, routine expenses generally, and beyond that, general government is getting into basically looking preliminary budget discussions, just getting that started.
Working with department heads and
working with department heads, taking a very preliminary look at numbers for next year. So.
Any questions for Mr. Wainwright and his report? I want to thank you and Mr. Bright and Dr. Wallace for your due diligence. And we all get the bill list in our packets, so I know that they've been reviewed as well. So, good there. Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. I apologize for the lack of an official report. Hopefully, we'll have it for the next meeting. However, I would like to report that as of now, Michael Crow has been our certified firing range instructor. But Brian White has successfully completed the program, and he now is certified as well.
So will they be working together, or?
They will, if I'm not mistaken, they might have done a joint instruction, and now Brian's capable of going on his own, and they have been going to the firing range and getting recertified, just the officers themselves.
Any questions for Mayor Cook? Public safety, Mr. Wilson or Mr. Wainwright?
Public safety did not meet.
Did not meet, but I think we might want to call one.
Is that what Mr. Fuller asked, to call a public safety meeting?
Yes, he was going to try to do it when he got back.
Okay. Community development, Mr. Wilson?
Community development did meet. Met 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, actually. And we talked a lot about Parcel D and the upcoming work between all the friends we have to try to get on our side or to put up for sale. And I think we're still in contact from the last meeting. We're still working on letters and that stuff, and we're going to bring it up together as a whole in 2 weeks.
Anything else, Mr. Bright?
No, that covers it.
Public Works, Mr. Wilson?
Public Works did not meet.
Community Services, Dr. Petrola.
Should make a motion here at the end?
We can do it under new business.
Okay. Now there is no, we did not meet.
Okay. Personnel, Dr. Petrola.
Did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
Pension Committee did meet on September 1st. Sam D'Alessandro gave a presentation on the investment results through June 30th of 2015. In general, they were sort of in line with the market, down less than 1%, and the market has been down this year. Julie Bastianini reviewed the actuarial reports, the last two of them, and do you have any comments on those?
No, I think that the actuary will be in attendance at our Committee of the Whole meeting on October 12th, and he'll be able to go over that report with all of council. We did a preliminary report on them to the Pension Committee, and that way all he will be in attendance at our meeting, and the council members can ask any questions directly.
Great.
We had a discussion on the actuarial interest rate assumptions. It was a general discussion. No conclusions were made. But we're going to keep looking at it. And we're going to get the actuaries involved in this discussion. And then the decision was made to meet with the actuaries to discuss the interest rate assumption and other matters, too. So October 12th, we can pursue this.
We're going to have them all together there on the 12th, is that right?
Yes, that's yes. Correct.
Okay, so we can get so all on the same table about it.
The all of council has all the same information.
Absolutely.
And can ask questions and provide, you know, get more information. Yeah. So.
By the way, I'll just make a general comment. There's nothing conclusive, but every single estimate of the average total return has been lower than the assumptions so far, provided by everybody, even by the actuaries. But everything is preliminary. So, but it's something to think about, because if those assumptions are too high, it'll probably cost us some money. That's all. No.
Stay tuned. Three Rivers Wet Weather. There was a letter sent out to all of you via email, I think, and a manager's update, Ms. Bastianini. Do you have anything you want to share with about that or Connect?
No, Mr. Wilson attended the Connect meeting for us this week, if he has a report.
Yeah, basically the health department was there. or the gentleman that runs the health department, and with the budget now kind of in limbo of the state, and a lot of people don't know, there's $800 million into their budget alone for all the health and human services around this county, which was pretty shocking to me how much, and they're here in Edgewood, they're in Switzerland, they're all over. So it isn't just, they're used everywhere. And right now they're running tight because of the budget, and they're going to keep doing their services, but there's some people are starting not getting paid, so we'll probably be reading about that in the paperwork and the newspapers coming ahead.
Meanwhile, the very important Let's Keep English as the Language for Pennsylvania is going through. Oh, my God.
Oh, and there's a bunch of other junk that's getting passed, and the legislators got their raise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not good. And it's going to start hurting the street. We'll be probably reading about it also, so keep mayor of it. But they do a lot more than I ever knew what they did there. And the other one was the Bike Pittsburgh guy. Came in and gave us a talk about all they're doing in the Pittsburgh area and how they're expanding. And talking about Sunday rides downtown Liberty Avenue. And so I've seen one from my car. And sitting and waiting, but that seems like a pretty good. They're going to do like 5 a year, so take the bus or bike it downtown on that day.
Yeah, the budget, the state budget not being passed is going to impact more than people realize. Absolutely. You know, from a public safety and health standards and
Eastern area.
Well, us being able to do what we need to do and rely on those services for our constituents. So,
of the $800 million, we're only putting in around 6%, Allegheny County. The rest is federal and state grants to the tune of 37 federal and like 58 state. Yeah. And so that's where we're getting caught. So, you know, and if they go on too long, there's going to be some different changes. But hopefully they'll get it together down there.
Hopefully.
Just a heads up there. That was basically about the meeting.
Ms. Risco is the executive director, is moving on. She's going to another nonprofit to be the executive director. And there's a search out for another one. And while they're in transition,
our Edgewood resident.
That's right.
Elm.
Kristen is doing her part to keep Connect going. So,
they also have a friend raiser event coming up. I will send an email out to all of council about it. They had one last year at Wiggle Whiskey, and it's just a way for them to, it's a fundraiser for Connect, and this year it is at Voodoo Brewery in Homestead. So I'll send an email out so that you all have the date and the times if you'd like to attend that fundraiser.
And the Christian's also having a going away party.
The 30th, I think.
Yes, I think.
14th.
Yes, the 30th.
Okay. It's for anyone who's been on Connect or whatever. She's done a great job. She's been really good, and she had a serious illness for a whole year and still kept it going.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's a great person.
The cooperative agreement with our sewer lines has been with Connect and Three Rivers working together to form the coalition, assisting with our LED lighting.
In our electricity purchase that we purchased through a conglomeration with the city and other municipalities, we got our energy at a discounted rate by purchasing through them. Is all coordinated through Connect.
Right. So. And they also did the EMS study to help with funding the EMS. So participation in Connect has been important, and it's also helped the borough. Borough Solicitor's Report, Mr. Berry.
Thank you, Madam President. I have no report.
Borough Manager's Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. The first item I have is if any of the council members attend the Woodland Hill School District football games. They've sent us two passes to all of the home football games. So if any of you would like to attend, let me know and get the passes to you. You saw in your packet that the Planning Commission met, as Mayor Cope reported at our last meeting. You have a copy of their minutes and also their recommendations for the dog park draft plan that Mr. Pashek presented to council. You also should have received an email with the recommendations from the Friends of Dixon Park group, who had some comments on the draft plan. So we can talk about that in further discussions with the Community Services Committee and with all of council. If we have any of those recommendations that council agrees with and would like to see in the plan, we can get those to Mr. Pashek and try to get them incorporated prior to that plan coming to council for final adoption. Our public works crews are working on crack sealing this week. You'll see them out with the tar machine. Leaf collection will begin on October 19th, and the schedule for which streets are being done on which day will be included in the October-November newsletter and also on our website. For the past 2 years, we've had a resident. His name is Jeff Cooper. He's worked with us seasonally during leaf collection season, 4 days a week, and we are happy to say that he'll be returning back this year. So he'll be the fifth man on the leaf collection crew to help us out during that difficult and busy time. Also, if you see on your agenda, is the 2016 minimum municipal obligation for the pension plan certification. You all should have received a copy of that. The breakdown is $133,544. The borough will pay towards the police pension plan in 2016, and $49,574 for the non-uniform plan. Total, this is an increase of $6,665 over the 2015 MMO. That's because of the new actuarial valuation. We have a different normal cost and percentage that's due. So this is, you know, we've always talked, this formula adjusts itself depending on the need of the plans. So that's all there. I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are any further questions on the MMO.
What
in mind, this is to be paid next year.
Next year's budget.
Next year's budget, correct.
So only $6,000 more?
$6,000.
Yes. $6,600. You certify in 2015 for the 2016 budget.
Did we get our state aid yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so how much are we expecting in state aid?
We always have the non-uniform plan fully funded by state aid, and we usually get enough to contribute towards the police plan as well. We get a per unit cost for each of our employees in the plans, and for police officers they count as two units. So we should have that money in October. That's normally when it comes in, and I will keep you up to date on that when it's received.
I'm just asking.
Not the full amount for the police.
Okay. So we have what's the total MMO? 160?
For this year, I'm sorry, I don't have.
For 2016.
For 2016, $133,000.
For the police.
For the police.
For the non-uniform.
Is
$49,000. Okay, so it's $173,000. And what our state aid check is normally what?
It depends on what they decide the unit cost
is
this year.
It's been fairly consistent.
We should get probably about $80,000.
That has nothing to do with what we fund anyway. That's additional into their plan.
This is the $183,000 is the minimum amount we have to put towards our police our pension plans in 2016.
Okay, so for budgeting purposes.
So it's about $100,000 that's to come out of the general fund.
Correct. Okay. The Alcosan sewer line transfer, our engineers have provided Alcosan with all of the data that they requested on the lines that are multi-municipal within the borough. We are in the process, Jason Stanton and myself, of preparing a letter requesting that Alcosan also take ownership of the entire Nine Mile Run interceptor up through Monongahela Alley. At this point, they have not proposed the transfer of the line under Monongahela Alley because it only services Edgewood residents. It's not a multi-municipal line. But Mr. Stanton and I think that it is vitally important that that line also be transferred to Alcosan due to the complex nature of the sewers since it's near the interceptor and with Nine Mile Run there, and since it is right next to the Wilkinsburg line. The Wilkinsburg line is currently proposed for transfer because it is multi-municipal. So we are saying that to further the efforts of the transfer, it would make sense for them also to consider taking the line under Monongahela Alley. In our initial meeting with Elkosan, they agreed with that logic. They've just asked that we formally request that in a written form. So that's what we're working on now, and we will have that to them by the end of the month.
Can we have it illuminated and...
Yeah. and that...
Where does that all stand officially in terms of, you know, is Elkosan taking over our lines?
It's not official yet, no.
I know it's not official, and we're still... What's the timing of it, or what do we think is going to happen?
If I were to give you a timeline, I would really just be guessing at this point. They have met initially with each municipality and their engineer to discuss the multi-municipal lines, and we have done that with Elkosan. We've gone over any sort of unique quirks that might be in the system, because we all know the system better than Elkosan does, so that makes sense. Right now, they are proposing to take any multi-municipal line in Edgewood Borough and the interceptor at 9 Mile Run. The only real request that I think is appropriate to add right now is to take the line through Monongahela. I think it would be better, more properly handled by Elkosan than by Edgewood Borough.
Right. And the attorneys or the solicitors for the municipalities will be updated as we get closer to that. Mr. Berry, so right now it's the data that they needed and then the formal request from the municipalities, and we're ready to tie ours with a big red bow.
Julie knows this, but the last solicitors meeting, I had my jury verdict, and I couldn't go.
Yeah.
I was literally at the meeting, and I got a call that my jury was in, so that's why I'm asking. Yeah.
They have all of the camera video for the lines they are requesting for transfer. They have all of the maps for the area that they are requesting for transfer, and they asked at the meeting that our engineer confirm diameter of the pipes, things like that. So we have gotten all of that information to them. Now it's up to their time frame to review that information, see if they have any more questions. And they're doing that for every municipality in their service area. I'm trying to make sure that Edgewood's at the top of the list, but out of our control to some extent.
And could I make a comment?
Yes.
And those two lines are parallel.
Correct. The Wilkinsburg and the Edgewood lines.
That's
correct.
How many feet distance is there?
Oh, gosh. I would have to look it up. I'm not sure. But it goes all the way under Monongahela.
Yeah.
And then it veers up towards Regent Square.
They're not very far apart. I mean, they should have been built as one in the first place.
Probably.
I mean, really.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I have.
Soccer's going on.
Soccer is ongoing, yes. Our kids all have their uniforms now. This was the first year, too, I should have mentioned this 2 weeks ago during the recreation report, that we had to abide by the new volunteer child abuse clearance standards. So every coach, volunteer coach, referee in our soccer league has provided us with all of the state-required certifications, child abuse, criminal history. You don't have to do fingerprinting if you are just a volunteer and you have lived in the state of Pennsylvania for the past 3 years. So there's a form that we've asked them to certify that they have been a resident for the past 3 years. So we are fully in compliance with that law.
Anything else from Ms. Bastianini? New business? Dr. Petrola, do you have any new business for us?
I move to, you want to make a motion then? Is that what you do?
If you'd like to.
I'd like to make a motion to lift the alcohol ban on Koningsfield for October 4th.
Second, third.
Any questions or comments? This is in support of the Edgewood Foundation's Oktoberfest, which is a fundraiser sponsored by the Edgewood Foundation, the funds of which go to assist with borough activities. So it is advantageous to the borough. Any other questions? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Any other new business to be brought before council?
I'm meeting with the Shade Tree people for 9 Mile Run next week. And anyone interested in it, instead of having a hearing, we're just going to take it one step at a time. But
Now, John, you're on it also. It's a group with some new ideas about the shade trees for our neighborhood. And I want to meet them over at Biddle Express at 6 o'clock next Monday. So if anyone's interested, we'll be there. And we'll go from there.
Yeah. The things that we need to be careful about are that we do not have a shade tree commission. So that
information for them to give it to me to see if it's warranted to go take it to the next committee.
Just, you know, and we've got to protect our sewer lines.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And our wires above.
Yeah. Okay. Just, I'll breathe now. Anything else? Any other new business? Committee action? Motion to enter into agreement with People's Natural Gas. Mr. Wilson.
Perfect. I move to enter into agreement with People's Natural Gas to split the cost of repaving West Westville Avenue from Penwood Avenue to Harlost Road.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, Mr. Wilson.
I don't think it's a road, actually, Harlow, but...
It was different in two different places. I
learned. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the work we've discussed before. People's Natural Gas had to do an emergency mainline replacement of their gas line on West Westvale Avenue. As a result of that work that came after our paving contract was out to bid and they had been aware of the streets we were paving, there are going to be multiple holes and patches left in the street from the work that they had to do. And they have agreed to be neighborly and didn't want to leave the road in disrepair, so we are entering into an agreement to split the cost to totally repave the road in the areas in which they are working. We discussed this previously with council. This is just making the formal action to enter into the agreement, which was provided by People's Natural Gas's legal department and reviewed by Mr. Berry. He had a few comments that we took back to them, and we all have the updated agreement in your packet.
Any other further questions? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. And I think that this was excellent communication on your part as well as People's Gas. Ms. Bastianini, the worst thing to do is to pave a road and then have a repair and it all to be undone. And this is a little proactive on your part with respect to getting that taken care of in a seamless manner. So much appreciated.
May I ask a question? Are they finished with the new gas lines?
The new gas lines have been installed. Each home on West Westvale, both sides, had to be disconnected from the old line, connected to the new line. The line is in the sidewalk on the Edgewood Club side of West Westvale, and they are currently in the process of finishing repouring the concrete sidewalk. So everybody on that side in the project area got a new sidewalk, and some of them got a new apron to their driveway installed as well.
Motion to approve change order number one for the 2015 roadway improvement program. Mr. Wilson.
I move to approve change order number one to the borough's contract with Vector Paving and Construction Incorporated for the 2015 roadway improvement program in the amount of $62,407.50. For the addition of West Swissville Avenue.
Second.
Questions or comments? We approved the motion to have it done, and now we're going to pay to do it.
Correct. We're adding it. We are adding it onto our contract with Victor Paving, and People's Natural Gas will cut the borough a check for half of the work. Yes.
Is there any way? I know we tried to do this and work this time, but to save other residents from putting in sidewalks and having a year or two later having the gas company do this again.
There is unscheduled maintenance and work. This was an emergency. They had a break, and they had to get in there to replace the main line. Unfortunately, in those situations, there's no way to anticipate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like the water lines.
Absolutely. We just want to know the anticipated ones, not the...
I think they'd rather have their new sidewalk torn up than have a gas explosion.
Everyone's going to lose a little
yes.
bit.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
It needed.
Okay, we have the motion. We have a second.
We have questions answered. Ms. Bussey, you need to call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to approve sale of liquor at 1103 South Braddock Avenue. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to approve the sale of liquor, wine, and beer at 1103 South Braddock Avenue.
Second.
Questions or comments?
This letter was given to council, this request was given to council by the owners of 1103 South Braddock Avenue, the restaurant that is there. Borough had previously approved the sale of carryout beer at this location. They are transferring in an Edgewood Borough liquor license. So what that means is this license is already approved for Edgewood Borough. Council does not have to hold a public hearing since we've already said that this could be used in Edgewood. So this is just to tidy up our records, make sure that everybody is aware and approves that the sale will not just be of carryout beer, but also of wine and liquor.
They already have the liquor license. This is just to complete the paper trail for our records.
Correct.
Their letter was a very nicely written letter, much appreciated for them to go this extra step in order for that to happen. Any other questions? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Is there any need for executive session? Is the next meeting would be October 5th, I think? Yes, October 5th. And we have a committee of the whole for the 12th of October when we go over the actuarial reports and investments and maybe have kind of a preliminary budget discussion. Because we'll be working on the budget shortly after that. Mm-hmm. So that's all I got. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you all very much.